Conradi and the Sanctuary Doctrine. Unfortunately, as the years passed, Conradi became entangled with strange new views about the nature of the cleansing of the sanctuary and the actual events connected with the crucial 1844 date. To him, developments in the Middle East in 1844 fulfilled the prophecy of. Conradi also came to believe that the proclamation of the three angels' messages of was fulfilled in the work of the reformers, particularly the reformers of the 16th century. He saw no special providences of God in the beginnings of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Conradi's departure from the faith did not come to its climax in the events of a day or a month or a year. According to his testimony, the beginning of his problems dated back of 1886, and they were intensified at the Minneapolis General Conference in 1888 when he resisted the presentation of E.J. Wagoner's views on righteousness by faith. Mrs. White, of course, supported Wagoner's preaching of the doctrine of righteousness by faith. This fact put Conradi in a difficult position. Would he or would he not disparage Mrs. White? In time, it became quite clear that he did not hesitate to do this.